It's Friday morning, which means it's time for your lifestyle lookout. We take a look at the events happening this weekend that you may or may not be aware of. And joining us now is our self-proclaimed lifestyle expert and our producer, Adam Smith. So, Adam, first event that we have to talk about is something that people should definitely be aware of at this point if we haven't talked their ears off about it already.
Yeah, it's the Northwest Washington Fair at the Linden Fairgrounds. It's on.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we've got all kinds of great stuff happening. There's some great musical acts coming to town. Granger Smith is on Saturday. We've got Big and Rich on the 19th. Flo Rida on August 18th. For King and Country on the 17th. And then, of course, Pat Benatar is playing on the 20th.
So excited for that show.
Pat Benatar. So good. Yeah, can't wait to check it out. Definitely get your tickets for that if you don't have them already. Go to nwwafair.com and get the tickets there. We've also got the PCRA rodeo going on. Have you been to a rodeo, Dion?
I can't say that I have,
So this will be your first rodeo.
This will be my first rodeo.
Yeah, so that rodeo is going on. That's Monday and Tuesday. Get tickets for that because it's a lot of fun. Yeah, rodeos are great. I went to one in San Antonio and lived in Texas for a while, been to a few. Really great time. They're cool events. We've got bareback riding. We've got bronc riding. There's all kinds of roping, lassoing going on. My favorite event is the mutton busting. Have you heard of that?
No, that's a new one.
Basically, they strap kids to the back of sheep and send them running through the ring and see how long they can stay on there. It's a real blast.
Oh my God.
Yeah, right. Rodeos are great. There's so much cool stuff there. But really, honestly, my favorite thing about the fair is checking out all the cool animals. There's a couple really great youth organizations, 4-H and the Future Farmers of America. They put this on. There's going to be beef cattle, dairy cattle, dogs, horse, llamas and alpacas. There will be goats and sheep, of course, swine. So that's the pigs. Poultry will not be there this year because of the bird flu.
Oh, that's right.
We're trying to clamp down on that. But yeah, 4-H is really cool. It's a great organization that stands for Head, Heart, Hands, and Health. So those young kids put on a really good show and do a great job raising those animals. Then, of course, the Future Farmers of America, they do the same thing. Get down there, grab some food, walk around, check out these animals, and talk to some of these kids about what they do. It should be a great time. Again, get your tickets. Go to the Northwest Washington Fair, rather, up in Linden. Should be a great time. I saw some posts from some friends who were at the Demolition Derby yesterday. Unfortunately, it's sold out tonight. But
Shucks.
You can still get tickets for music and all this other fun stuff. So check that out.
Absolutely. And the fair, every fair that I've been to in my lifetime has always had that emphasis on the kids. And those kids work really hard on raising those animals. And if you want these kids to lead our agricultural industry in years to come, go support them. Go talk to them. They are more than happy to chat with you about what they've been doing.
Of course. And agriculture, as we all know, is a very important part of our economy here in Whatcom County and across the country.
Absolutely. And another important part of our economy is our brewery scene here. And a popular North County area brewery is coming to Bellingham.
Yeah, everybody loves the North Fork out past Deming on Mount Baker Highway. They're, of course, known for their great pizza and beer. That will still be there at that location, so don't fret about that. But they're opening a new location on the corner of Grant and Ohio Street down the Sunnyland neighborhood. This is the North Fork Barrel House. So they'll have 10 beers on tap. Be focused on their sours, pretty much is what they're trying to do here. I know you like your sours, Deanna.
Huge fan.
So some sours, but they'll also serve some of their IPAs and stuff like that. They will not be serving food there, but this will be another really great stop there in the Sunnyland neighborhood. It's basically halfway between Twin Sisters and Wander, a couple blocks away from Bellingham High School right there on Ohio Street. That opened on August 4th. They're open from noon to 7. So get down there and check that out. Have a couple beers and wander through the Sunnyland neighborhood.
And the best part about the North Fork's new Barrel House is that they share the building with Bellingham Cider. So if beer really isn't your thing and you're really more on the fruity side, you've got that at your disposal. And we've got a great concert coming up. Of course, we do like to focus on music here on our Lifestyle Lookout segment. Agent Orange, they are legendary in the punk rock community.
Certainly. Yeah. If you want to get warmed up for that Pat Benatar concert, go down to the Shakedown this Sunday. Check it out.
Futuristic modern world, things aren't what they seem. Someday you better wake up from your stupid fantasy. What's next?
Yeah, Agent Orange, they've been rocking since 1979. And as you said, they were a very important part of that early punk rock scene in Los Angeles. Yeah, they'll be rocking again. The Shakedown this Sunday. It's another great Sunday show. Doors open at 7:30. Opening for them are Decent Criminal and Proud Failures. So these are some great punk rock names. Should be a great, great show. It's always a fun time down at the Shakedown. You can go to shakedownbellingham.com for tickets or just show up at the door. Rock out.
It'll be a great concert, especially for a Sunday night. I can't think of a better way to kick off the end of the weekend.
Again, yeah, we talked about this last week. Sunday shows are awesome. They start early, they get out early, and there's so much fun.
Right on. Our lifestyle expert and our producer, Adam Smith, joining us this morning. Adam, thanks so much.